Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. I'm your host, Dr. Joan Irvine, a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis and sex educator, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. You know, my mission is to help people have their best life, no matter what their age. You know, it may take some effort and even maybe learning a few new skills, but it is worth it. Now, today we will be talking about using cannabis oils for health and healing with Suzanne Dakarian. She is the founder and owner of the Earth Alchemy Holistic Care. She is the healer certified cannabis advisor, mm-hmm. a cannabis caregiver, and she was brought into this into the cannabis world out of necessity. To help the loved ones in her life were really out of options when it came to regular medical care. Well, Suzanne, thank you for being here and being my guest here and for the work that you're doing because it's so important. And plus, you're giving hope to people when Western medicine has failed them. So tell me a little bit about your journey into cannabis and healing.
Well, thank you so much, Joan. That was a really sweet introduction. And such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm just thank happy you. You're here.
Thank you. Yeah, just like you said, I was kind of catapulted into this by accident, like so many things in our lives that kind of take us down a path that maybe we didn't plan on. And this was one of many paths that kind of happened by accident. But, you know, I think my journey into advocacy started with the birth of my twins in 1994 and my son, who was born with a myriad of birth anomalies. And honestly, you know, there were very few surgeons and practitioners in the world who knew how to support him and us and to give him the best care that we could. And we were just thrown into, I was thrown into this advocacy of having to find that out. And that was before the internet or anything. My twins are 30 now.
Oh, wow.
And so it was kind of, you know, following breadcrumb trail and putting the dots together and leading us to Long Island, New York, where we found the best surgeon in the world that could help him, but also really, diving into holistic therapies and what I could make in my own kitchen, you know, that could help him with various issues like skin breakdown and, you know, just a whole host of things that happened with his internal anomalies, which were all intestinal and spinal and had a whole host of side effects and, you know, like even horrible reactions to meds and things like that. And so it really was a bit of a rabbit hole, but one that yielded an education that I didn't plan on having. And that's kind of where it started. And then over the years, it unfolded into other, we'll call them opportunities to learn and to expand and to reach for, you know, solutions where none were clearly offered, you know, to me. And I was in a relationship, fast forward many years later, my marriage to their dad did end. And unfortunately through the, just, you know, hardships that, happened through all of that. And I was in a brief relationship with someone who was severely addicted to opioids and benzodiazepines. And that's a whole mixed bag and a huge conversation in itself. But, you know, fast forward to getting to a kind of a defining moment, you know, sort of a fork in the road of, well, we can either, you know, drop you off again at the ER, or we can try to look outside of the box, and that's where cannabis entered the picture. And he was, you know, detoxing benzos and opioids and having seizures on the kitchen floor. And it was really a horrific period of time. But as a, you know, just like things happen synchronistically, I was introduced to cannabis oil. And within just a few doses for him, it was miraculous. You know, you could see him healing instantly, and he could barely form a sentence. He was bedbound. He was, you know, very, very sick. And within days, he even said to me, he said, "It's as if my brain is knitting itself back together." And that was a really, really remarkable discovery. And so for me, that just, I was amazed, chin on the floor, because this person, the journey with him already had been so horrific. And there were so few, there just weren't any solutions at all. And that's a whole other subject, too, within the opioid and benzo crisis. And the fact that we're not offering really amazing solutions for people to get off of these addictive substances.
Oh, yeah.
That are prescribed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That are prescribed. Yeah. That's it. They're prescribed. I mean, I always kind of, I get frustrated. I say I laugh, but I get frustrated when, you know, that people are against cannabis and all of that, and you're going, but look at the drugs. And, or last night, or the other day, I was at the city council, and I said, you know, you're concerned about this stuff, but you go to, there's parties, and there's kids, and the people are drinking in front of their kids. What? Why are you so worried about this plant?
Yeah.
You know, and they don't know about the healing.
They don't.
Aspect of it. You know, but like going back to your children, it sounds like Tracy Ryan, what she has been doing with Sophie.
Yeah. And so we were introduced, you know, during that period of time.
Oh,
as
were
well
you?
Because she was trying to find sources. So it you know, we'll kind of go into the floodgates that opened at that time. So this is 2013. There were only a handful of cannabis oil makers on the planet. We didn't even have access to CBD dominant cannabis plants at that time.
Wow.
We had to search. I remember going on a, you know, wild goose chase through Northern California on a breadcrumb trail trying to find a specific CBD dominant plant called ACDC. And then we'd, you know, meet with someone and lo and behold, this is not CBD dominant. This is a hybrid of high THC. So it's like, okay, that was a dead end. And then one dead end after another. And then we ended up finding it basically in our backyard, you know, in our local area. There was an advocate who had access to that. And we still have access to the same grower today who grows that specific plant. And now we've expanded onto other CBD dominant plants, because at that time, there weren't many at all, but very quickly after that, there were a lot. And then there were hemp grows. And then there were the conversation about the difference between cannabis and hemp and everything. And everybody had a different opinion about that, and so much education coming. But then what we really would dive in is to the healing and really having this conscious awareness and being conscious observers as to how this was helping people. And because there were so few cannabis oil makers on the planet at that time, when I started making cannabis oil, and, you know, kind of going onto some of these forums and saying, okay, we're making this and answering questions. Oh, are you making cannabis oil? Are you making this? Can you help my aunt? Do you think you could help me? I suffer from migraines, or I suffer from, or I have stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, or I have, you know, anything, Hodgkin's lymphoma, you name it. And people were calling and reaching out, or, you know, private messaging me on Facebook from all over the world, not just the country. And wow. that was the floodgates at that time. Because people were starting to get educated for the exact same reason that I did years ago, even with my son. It's like, there aren't any solutions. The treatments aren't working. We're being sent home to die. You start looking outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you're just in alignment with a more holistic approach, people are starting to look out of the box, and they were really starting to do that at that time. Now it's even more so and more so, you know. But we were kind of in that trial and error and just collecting data, but we started helping people at that time and started observing what I now call the shift, you know, of once their endocannabinoid system is activated and they're feeding those receptors and things start coming into alignment, whether they're dealing with a cancer diagnosis or a neurological disorder or an inflammatory condition or an emotional spiritual situation, because actually it pretty much all is. That's a whole nother podcast. But you would just kind of watch them, and it was nothing short of miraculous.
I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, that you could, you know, connect with these people mm-hmm. and what this plant does, that people, they just think about it as you get high.
Right.
You know, that's all that they hear, you know, the devil's weed, the this, the that, yeah. Reefer's madness. Right. And they just don't get, I mean, there was just an article in the New York Times Sunday magazine, and all it was about is a negative of what's going right. on in New York City, rather than the healing properties of the plant and what it's been doing for thousands of years.
Yeah, and so, you know, having regular people like you and me come forward and tell our story is very powerful.
Oh, yeah, like here in Redondo, we're still at the point of, you know, trying to legalize, and I'll get into more detail toward the end of this, but it's like, I always say this is the face of cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 76-year-old gray hair, excuse me, silver hair woman that, you know, I have
a silver fox.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Thank you. You know, but I have a corporate background. I have a technical background. I have all that. So they don't expect somebody like me.
Right.
They expect, you know, the drugged out person on the street.
Same with me. I really don't fit the stereotype.
No. Blonde from Laguna. You know, you look like the California girl, you know.
Right. Three kids. I'm a grandmother.
Oh, okay.
So
what kind of pushback did you get when you got involved in all of this?
Honestly, very little.
Wow.
And I was shocked, because I think even just within, you know, my own family, we're not really, you know, we just were never in the recreational community very much. And so, but I think me always being in the holistic world and being an advocate and a caregiver for my loved ones, and it just, maybe it, I don't know, it clicked and made sense. My family could not have been more supportive.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And then, so that was like, you know, in my own little world, which I did not expect at all. I wasn't sure about their opinions about cannabis. But as far as throwback within the community and everything, I don't know. I think people were just ready. I didn't, you know, so as far as people saying, you know, people would say, oh, well, I bet you have to really combat people's, you know, stance on cannabis or their misconceptions we do have to do that a little bit, but remember they're reaching out. So if my phone rings and they're calling, there's that part of them that is like, okay, I'm afraid, but I want to learn. And I've read some things that resonate with me. And so, you know, they wouldn't pick up the phone if they were totally against it. And so sometimes it just takes talking with them, connecting with them, and being able to dispel some of the stigma and those false beliefs. You know, it's, you know, I say over and over every day when I'm working on helping people to dose their tinctures or their FECO, which is full extract cannabis oil, or anything, and they'll say, oh, well, in 1987, I was at a party, and I had it, and it was horrible, and I can't tell you how many times I have heard this story. And I just sit and let them talk, and I'll say, okay, I have one thing to say to you. That's a dosing issue. And then they'll go on again, and I said, okay, I'm going to pause again, and let's talk about that again. That's a dosing issue. Let's find the doses that are right for you. Everyone is different. Oh. Okay, so I said, yeah, let's try again. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have you take an amount that isn't going to help you, really. But we're going to call this the trust walk. you know, and this is going to help you build trust. And then we're going to talk in the morning. Mary, how did you sleep last night? Oh, well, God, all right. I took my drop, like you said, and I tossed and turned like I normally do. I said, okay, that's great. That's your body letting us know that we can increase your dose.
Oh, okay.
And then depending on what they say. So we really operate on check-ins. We do a lot of check-ins and letting their body guide us because everyone is different. That's the other thing that's challenging about cannabis is we have people that have extremely high tolerances, that are very comfortable with cannabis. They have been incorporating this into their lives forever. This is their medicine. They're in alignment with it. And if they make a suggestion to someone, hey, this has helped me so much. You should take this. It works for me. It'll work for you. At the same dose they're taking, they're going to have a really, really strong response. They're going to overload their endocannabinoid receptors and possibly be couch locked or go into paranoia, all these things that create the stigma, right?
Yeah, I have to tell you, I just had an experience with that. I go dancing a lot.
Yeah.
And
you took
I,
a little too much, didn't you?
For you. For me. And what happened, and I always bring my gummies, and I cut the gummies into like 5 milligrams or 2.5 milligrams, and I was just fine. I was leaving the bar I was in, and a friend said, oh, listen, we just got this new vape. You really need to try it.
Yeah.
And this is only about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm being cavalier. You know, I'm the cannabis lady in Redondo, so I'm being very cavalier. And I think I did 3 hits, and I walked about a half a block.
And it hit.
And it hit, and I went, oh, my God. This feels terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was starting to get, I mean, I was actually physically feeling
uncomfortably
bad.
High.
Yes.
Yes.
And I went, this is what people talk about the experience. So I wrote a blog on it because if it happens to me, an experienced cannabis user, now and it was good because now I understand.
Yes. It's very important as someone who is an advocate or someone who is supporting people in their protocols to have had those experiences. And I also had some wild experiences at the very beginning because I was somewhat of a guinea pig, you know, learning from my own. I didn't sleep. I had full-blown PTSD, and I had gone through a lot of trauma. And so I was in fight or flight. My sympathetic nervous system was on overdrive. And so I thought, I am desperate. And so I think I took one drop only of the tincture that we had gotten for, you know, the person in my life at that time when he was healing from these seizures and addiction. And I took one drop of this indica tincture and I slept for 6 hours.
Wow.
And for me, and I woke up with the sun. That didn't happen ever. That was not a thing for me. I was completely in my head all night long waiting for the next shoe to drop. Always. And so for me, I began to heal. And so I say that, you know, and then I kind of saw this ripple effect where if we can get people sleeping,
yes,
we can get people healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are going to be able to do so much even with that one thing. That pebble in the pond and the positive is going to ripple onto something else in the positive, and they're going to begin to shift and heal.
Oh, yeah. And when you mentioned sleep, I mean, that is when, you know, I talk to a lot of 50-plus people, and sleep is one of the big issues. And so that if you have something, and we know that the lack of sleep just throws everything out of balance.
Right.
And just to be able to sleep a whole night and not be up and down and, you know, as you said, not be in that fight or flight mode that we're in is just amazing. And people say, oh, my God, I slept and I didn't wake up.
And then it starts to change their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is absolutely amazing when we can get people doing that. Now, can you imagine if we can do that with somebody undergoing chemo? We can do that, you know, with someone who is in pain. If we can get them sleeping, it's going to help with their inflammation. It's going to help with their pain, their disposition, their sex drive, everything. You name it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ripple through every part of their life. So we always start there.
Okay. Now, how do people find you?
I mean, word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have a website and it's lovely and we have a lot of, we have some absolutely wonderful information. For a long time, I was, because of those floodgates that open, I thought, there is no way I can do all this myself. And after years of really consciously developing a dosing protocol of meeting people where they were and the compassionate care aspect of what we did, I began to offer that to other kind of natural caregivers so that they could start to support their own loved ones, patients, clients of theirs, depending on what they did for a living, or even just if they were, that's how they flow in their life, it applied to them as well.
Okay, and you bring up compassionate care. Could you explain that? Because a lot of people don't understand the cannabis definition of it.
Right. So this is going back. So in 2013, we had what was called a collective. Those no longer exist. That was under Prop 215, the Compassionate Care Act. And then under the Compassionate Care Act, like I said, we had a collective. And we really took pride in, you know, that title, compassionate care. And so when legalization happened, we had to get creative on how we could preserve that. I spent about a solid year figuring out how, because that was going to go away. Okay. And it was going to be all about.
Just about recreational don't use.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I want to continue on that because I think that's so important. But we need to take a commercial break.
Absolutely.
And when we come back, we'll continue to be talking with Susanna about cannabis oil and healing and compassionate care and lots of other topics.
I love it.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am the host, Dr. Joan, and I'm here with my guest, Suzanne Dakarian, a healer, certified cannabis advisor, a cannabis caregiver, and founder of Earth Alchemy Holistic Care. Now, before we went to break, to commercial, you were starting to talk about the compassionate care, and you consider yourself really a compassionate caregiver.
I think I've kind of always been wired that way, you know, as somebody who just has that. And we find that, you know, some people just are. They're natural caregivers. It's just how they're wired. And so for that, we did start to train other caregivers to do what we do and to be able to offer that. And then we're going to, because we had quite an amazing response to that, we're going to create an online training with that, and that will hopefully be launched in August.
Okay. Now, yeah. But what is it from a legal, we're kind of juggling.
Well, offering care and information is legal. You know, supporting patients and getting educated on cannabis and what's appropriate for people is legal. Helping them all over the country is legal. How they access that in their own legal state, we can help them navigate what to get or how they can make it themselves legally, depending on where they are. And so we wanted to create a program that would be very expansive, no matter where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are there still gray areas to navigate everywhere? Yes, but, you know, that's really up to them. People have been healing themselves with cannabis, regardless of the law, forever, and, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do to heal themselves and their families. And if we can help them do that in an appropriate, safe way that's very educated and in alignment with them to have the most optimal results to, you know, to help with their cancer treatment, neurological disorder, autoimmune disorder, whatever it is, or to help expand their life in that way, then we're going to help them to do that. And it's going to be a pretty extensive program.
Oh, no, that's great. Now, one of the things I love to talk about,
yeah,
and you had mentioned in the first segment, is about sexual enhancement.
Right.
And how this really helps. And that's near and dear to my heart.
Nice.
And I would love to, and I believe that cannabis is like a Viagra for women.
It is.
And so I'd love to hear, you know, what you have discovered with the people that you work with your clients, you know.
Right. And they, you know, some of them will come for a variety of issues. And oftentimes, because we work with so many critically ill patients, they've been beat up. And they're maybe got beat up through whatever illness they were in or treatments. And they're starting to heal with that. And plant medicine really helps them to start to shift back into their lives, into who they are, their divine essence, you know, which includes their sexual wellness, and to be able to invite that part of themselves back in. And that can just be incredibly beautiful and healing for them. And so sometimes they need a little bit of help, and working with plant medicine is definitely in alignment with that. So everything from, you know, sometimes they need lubrication assistance, and cannabis oil is incredible for that. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't need to have a bunch of stuff added to it. You know, just organic coconut oil, and then being strain specific. We know there are thousands upon thousands of different plants. One might be more arousing than the other. One might, you know, help. And if they have, then it's also, you know, diagnosis specific and strain specific. If that person is in pain, you know, we're going to maybe recommend something that is going to help them with the pain aspect of things, because they're healing and not, you know, and not, of course, hurt themselves or anything like that, but help them with that. And then if there's an issue with arousal, if there's a hormone issue, that we can kind of help along in that way. Sometimes taking it orally and topically, a combination of both is very powerful. Adding on other plant medicines, like microdosing of mushrooms.
Okay.
Psilocybin, that can really help as well if they have access to that. That's very powerful. The synergy between the flower and the fungi is really beautiful.
Oh yeah. I talk about, you know, it's lubrication, and I said, no, lubricate, you know, cannabis, lubricate, and a vibrator. You know, that's kind of my mantra. And it's so interesting, because I just had a meeting with somebody I know through one of the business groups in Redondo. And she is talking to me about speaking at maybe one of the hospitals going to be doing a symposium. She goes, I realized how much of this was needed, because she's like 40 years old, professional businesswoman, mother and all that. And she goes, we're at a party, and as happens a lot, the guys were over here toward the end of the night talking, and the women were over here talking. And she goes, and we started talking about masturbation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she goes, and here we are being very open, and this is not a topic. Sex is not a topic that we taught about or open. It's
right.
Talk about trial and error. Most of our sex life was trial and error. And
right.
So she said, oh, Joan, you know, we definitely need to talk and have coffee and meet, and I want to see if they'll have this panel on sex, because I think that's so important. And
yeah.
What, as you said, I became multi-orgasmic when I did ecstasy one time with a partner. And it was like, and I went, oh, this is what this is all about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Discovery.
Yeah, discovery. And the fact that you're working with psilocybin and cannabis and all that.
Well, and then, you know, other psychedelics have these subtle differences in there, and it's important to find the match for you. Sometimes there are plant medicines that are not a match for certain people. And so that's where I think microdosing is so powerful. Whatever the plant medicine is to always kind of test your tolerance and grow a relationship with that plant first. And then as you kind of lean into that, then you can say, wow, okay, this is my medicine, and experiment a little bit, you know, more if you're in, and then intention is everything. What is your intention about that? And if that is to expand your sexual wellness and to explore and to expand in that way and to get closer to, you know, your own, divine essence and birthright as a sexual being, then that can help you expand in that way in the most powerful and beautiful way. Love it.
Oh, and it's so great because you do get to that. I mean, there's this energetic connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happens between you and your partner.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in this space, and it's like, it's almost like your bodies disappear.
It's true.
And you're just energetic energy that's flowing between the two of you, and it's just the most amazing experience to have, and it really brings you close to that person, because it's, you know, your energy or your soul or whatever you want have just connected.
Yes, because it does take you into an elevated vibration.
Yeah.
You know, where you can connect in a really pure and beautiful way.
Yeah, it's lovely. Well, listen, we're going to have to do one of those things that you have to do all the time. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk about Suzanne, about cannabis oil. But I'm going to go off on a little bit and say, I know that you work with a lot of animals, too.
I do.
So we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options, from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I'm the host, Dr. Joan, and I'm here with my guest, Suzanne Dakarian, a healer-certified cannabis advisor, a cannabis caregiver, and founder of Earth Alchemy Holistic Care. Plus, she's very intuitive, which, of course, goes along lovely with this station. But I noticed on your website that you talk about working with animals, and Redondo is a people love their animals. We have a wonderful dog park, and people have their dogs on the Esplanade, which is what I love the Esplanade. And so tell me about what you do with animals and how you can help people help their dogs.
Yeah, well, as it turns out, all mammals have the same endocannabinoid system. So this beautiful discovery of this underlying regulatory system that we all have, all mammals have, what works for us works for them too. So, you know, there are a lot of pet products around. These are, it'll say pet grade. I don't really know what that means. I hope it doesn't mean that it's dumbed down, because it shouldn't be. These plants bind to the same set of receptors in dogs and all mammals the same. And so when we find the doses that are right for them, depending on what the animals are going through, whether it's a cancer diagnosis or neurological, there are a lot of dogs that have seizure disorders. There are some very kind of common canine cancers. But the same, you know, and occasionally we'll get a horse, a rabbit. It's really funny. Yeah, we'll help your bunny. But yeah, and so it's really, really fun. And they respond beautifully to CBD dominant cannabis oil in concentrated form. We call this FECO. We use this for humans and animals. And FECO is full extract cannabis oil. This is a concentrate that's in a syringe for easier dosing. There's no needle or anything like that. This is just very concentrated cannabis oil, activates to the receptors beautifully. The animals start to shift so fast because they're pure. They're not all stuck in their head the way humans are. They don't have any stigmas or anything like that. So they're very, people say, well, how will I know? How will my, you know, my dog communicate with me? And I'll say, just watch. You'll know they communicate far better than humans. And it's so true. They do. Because you'll see in their behavior, they start pouncing like a puppy because they feel good. They don't, their hips aren't aching the way they were. They're sleeping better. They're starting to shift. Their bodies are going into homeostasis. Whatever it is, they feel better. And so they behave accordingly. So it's really powerful to see. To see that, it's just, again, it's as a conscious observer, just standing back and watching, going, wow, how incredible is this plant here to support human and all mammalian life? You know, we're a perfect match for it. Mm-hmm. And so we do create custom protocols. So most of the calls we get are animals with cancer. And what happened was we also aligned with another group called the Healing Project, and they were working with, they have an all animal group, and so we provide protocols for them. And they had someone who had extreme success with canine lymphoma through our protocols. And so what happened is that dog went into remission when that dog was told that, you know, she had very little time left, and they didn't do any chemo or anything like that, just cannabis oil in a very, and we're very, very diligent with their dosing and activating those receptors and the science of inducing the anti-angiogenic effects, the apoptotic effects, meaning sending messages to cancer cells to commit suicide, to eat themselves. This happens powerfully in animals. And this dog went into remission. And his very vocal parent on social media posted a video, and it pretty much went viral. And that kind of started a spiral there of people wanting access, you know, to this for their pets, or information or knowledge or whatever they could do to be able to help their pets in this way. So, yeah, reach out if you have an animal in need.
Oh, well, that's great. So it's mainly around the cancer, or is it just, do they notice other changes?
Oh, hip dysplasia, age. So we get a lot of calls from people with seniors, senior dogs and senior cats, you know, just like us when we become
senior.
I mean, my hips are killing me. I'm 54. So, I mean, dogs aren't any different. So we can help them with their mobility, all kinds of things. You know, anxiety disorders. We just had 4th of July. Our phones start ringing, and also, you know, the healing project that we work with animals, their phones start ringing during this time. You know, of helping dogs that are absolutely terrorized during the 4th of July when the fireworks start going off a week before or longer.
Yeah,
2 weeks. And still afterwards, and these poor animals are completely terrorized. So... this is a very honoring and supportive, holistic treatment for anxiety disorders. We get a lot of separation anxiety situations too, where, you know, their parents go to work and the dog ransacks their entire house because they are so out of their mind that they were left alone. And we can really help calm their nerves, and help them to navigate that as well.
Well, I think it's so important, and here in Redondo, you know, with the dog park, you know, as I said, we have a lot of people. So if you're listening to this, you definitely want to get in touch with Suzanne. Speaking of that, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You know, usually to text me is honestly the best way, but you can also go to my website at earthalchemyholisticcare.com. I know that's a mouthful, but that's a great way to get a hold of me. But my phone number is on there. You can text me and say, I heard you speak on the Joan Irvine show, and can you help? And I'm happy to do that. We flow a little differently. We're not, you know, if somebody manages to find us, we're going to help. I teamed up with one of my dearest friends, Justine Amadeo, and she is a 3-time cancer survivor, a journalist, a humanitarian, and also, you know, just has incredible spiritual beliefs and is a natural caregiver. So she and I have teamed up together, and it'll either be Justine or I. We're one in the same. So whether you get a hold of Justine or myself, you will be in good hands.
Okay, that's wonderful. And I just have to say, at commercial, I found out that you have a real connection here in Redondo, which I love, because you're from Laguna, yeah. And that you have this really long-term connection here.
Gravity keeps pulling me back. I love the South Bay.
Yeah. And you're also, besides everything else, you're also a performer, and you have actually performed at St. Rock.
that was at a little tiny blip in my life. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
But people recognize St. Rock's if anybody's
Saint
into
Rock's
music.
Well, my dad was born in 1938, and he's from Redondo, and he used to go to St. Rock and all the other spots that have been around forever. And I was born at Little Company of Mary Hospital, and yeah. So
I love when you have that Redondo South Bay connection.
Right. Yeah.
Well, listen, Suzanne, time is now short. I want to thank you so much for having been my guest and the information that you've put out, and you know, it will help people and have better lives. And we're talking about your best life and, you know, healthylife.net. So it's really so important. And also, just to put it out there, she said to go to her website, but also you can email at Suzanne@earthalchemyholisticcare.com. That's almost as bad as my Joan Irvine Consulting.com. But just know, and if you need to, just contact me and I can pass on her information. So I just want to thank you once again for being here.
It's been
and
a pleasure.
I look forward to having continued discussions with you.
I really look forward to it. So happy to have the connection. Thank you, Joan.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers.
the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. This is the time when I discuss Redondo Beach and my efforts since 2017 to have cannabis businesses legalized in Redondo and some other local topics. In fact, what I always talk about is Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, that does monthly trash cleanups on the Esplanade, and I actually founded this group about 12 years ago. We are going to be holding our annual community mixer fundraiser, our only fundraiser, on October 16th. And it is our primary fundraiser. We need sponsors, raffle, and auction items, silent auction items. Also, I want to thank Paul Hennessy for once again donating the use of the Napa Room at HT Grill for the mixer and finger food, as he's done for several years. Paul supports many local organizations, including being a major donor to the Little Company of Mary. And there's other long-term sponsors, Athens Services, Village Runner, Pike's Properties, and Happy Helper. So please contact me if you want to sponsor our mixer, and you know, we do a lot of good in the community. Also, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is looking for people to volunteer for committees and board positions. So if you can help and if you want to get involved, please go to keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org and go to the contact page, and they'll send you a list of open positions. Now, on to my next topic. Hopefully, fingers crossed and toes crossed, Redondo Beach is moving forward on legalizing cannabis stores and delivery. But their delay has caused several problems in our city. Redondo just finished its budgeting process, and it is bad financial situation. They had to cut some of the budget to our services or increase the cost to our services. Plus, the fire and police department buildings are falling apart and need major repair or replacement. You know, if the city council had allowed the waterfront development, Legado Redondo, and cannabis dispensaries years ago, we would be flush with tax revenue. But we can't go back, but we can go forward, and that is legalizing cannabis dispensaries and delivery. Also, the lack of legal stores has grown the black market, and these are the ones that sell untested products to seniors and children, and the black market does not pay taxes if we have to take a look at it from a financial perspective. Plus, these continuous delays have cost jobs in Redondo and affected people's livelihood. And we're talking about what do we do to keep people in the South Bay so they don't have to leave? Well, you have to bring in business. So please watch what's going on at the Redondo Beach City Council. Also, if you know, if you've been listening to Your Best Life, you know that cannabis improves your life and sex and relationships. So I know once the stores are available in Redondo, you'll be rushing to these stores to buy products. If you live in Redondo, please tell your city council member to speed up the process. Also, I'm very excited to announce that my product recommendation are finally listed on drjoanirvine.com under resources. I recommend various sex toys, including my favorite vibrator, the Magic Wand. As I've mentioned before, 40 years ago, I went from having orgasm difficulty to having an orgasm every time I have sex with a partner or by myself, or aka solo sex, masturbating. But I have orgasms, and they're great for my body and my mind. Also, people ask me why my skin looks so good at my age. I will say sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But, you know, but I must admit, I have to give some credit to adding collagen to my diet. I've included the brand that I use on the resource page. You know, one of my blogs that I talk about, I fractured my ankle last year, and I use collagen powder, cannabis, and various non-medical solutions to speed up the healing. In fact, what I finally added was there's a foot nerve muscle massager that you can put, and has the red light with it and electronic, plus it has those TEM pads.
Ooh, what a great idea.
And I use that all the time, and I still use it about once or twice. If I go dancing, you know, I come back and I ice and I use that, and I use it on a finger I have some arthritis on. So you can read about that both in my blog and on my resource page. And also, as we were discussing with Suzanne, CBD products are important. And a few months ago, I interviewed the Green Nurses, and we discussed how these products help with so many medical issues. Another thing I do is I follow like an anti, we're talking about what we're putting into our bodies. You know, I follow an anti-lectin diet, Dr. Gundry. I follow, generally follow his protocol.
Right. Excellent.
And, you know, and also I've cut out gluten out of my diet. In general, you know, can't, I would always say I'm like 90-20.
It's much better without it.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't, I don't want to be, you know, saying that I'm 100% because I just don't. But also, I'm supposed to mention that I do receive a small commission if you buy the products via drjoanirvine.com, so I have to legally say that. But back to Your Best Life, this show, I'm just amazed that just within 2 months has 115,000 views per month.
Incredible, Joan.
Really incredible. And I want to thank everybody who listens to the show. Plus, for advertisers, our audience is 70% women who are over 40 and have higher incomes. And if that's your target market, you know, contact me, because we have, I can accept advertising and I can accept cannabis advertisers, which with a lot of media, you cannot, they will not allow cannabis to be advertising on their stations. And and Linda, who owns the station, is very open to this. Also, check out my, you know, check out my blogs on drjoanirvine.com. And if you have any questions about the wonderful guests that I have on my show or other information, please contact me at Joan at joanirvineconsulting.com. You know, this is just, I'm just so honored that I can bring in such great people such as Suzanne to be talking about the work that she does, and the different people I've brought in that can explain the different aspects of both cannabis, but holistic healing, what we can do ourselves to take charge of our changes. Mm-hmm. And we have different chapters. And I always talk about my life chapters because I've lived so many. I think all of us have lived. You know, different life chapters and how it changes. And I'd mentioned the 40-year-old I was talking to this week. Well, some of them are in perimenopause. You know, you have different chapters. And, you know, I love the, kind of the chapter I'm in. I'm never expected at 76 to be going, wow, this is pretty cool. You know,
right.
You know, I was expecting, you know, you think of, you know, old people don't have sex and you can't do anything, you know, and I'm out there with my, you know, 50 and 60 year old friends. When I'm out there dancing, they're going, wow, Joan, you know, you give us hope that,
well,
life.
Joan, you glow. I
just
have to tell you, you absolutely just radiate. So it's so nice to be in your glow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I really feel it's kind of my responsibility. I want younger people to see that their lives can be great into the 70s. And I'm assuming mine's going to be into the 80s and the 90s. And you see on Facebook all these women who are 100 and something and still running 5Ks. So, you know, there is life, and as long as you take charge of your changes and take charge of your life and your healing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can really have the best life ever. Well, I need to sign off for this show. So until next time, live your best life to health, happiness, and hot sex.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.